Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the Saturday slate, Clint, we hadn't talked about this. What was your reaction to Ole Miss, LSU coming together? Now, remember, they wouldn't allow Lane to coach, but they have decided to allow Charlie Weiss Jr., who was the offensive coordinator for Ole Miss, and now he was one of the ones who got on the plane with Lane, and he is going to go and be a part of his coaching staff at LSU. They have allowed him to go back to Ole Miss to run the offense, and it looks like right now they're going to be in the playoff with the latest rankings.
Well, they moved up.
They moved up in it.
Yeah, they're in the playoff.
What was your thoughts about Lane? No. And this situation with Charlie Weiss Jr.
The same thought I had with Lane, which is obviously I'm out on a limb by my damn self. If I'm Ole Miss and I know who I am, I've never had this chance in my life to go win a national championship in the college football playoffs. I just had the best regular season I've ever had. I would probably do things a little bit different than the world thinks I should, and I would keep things together, especially the head of the snake. And the play caller, the play designer, I would keep him together. So, hell, I thought Lane Kiffin should stay.
Well, hell, if you're going to let Charlie Weiss Jr. come back in,
come on now. Come on. So, to answer your question is, hell yeah, I would let Charlie Weiss Jr. Is it junior or third?
Junior.
Hell yeah, I'd let his ass back in the building and coach. You damn right I'm gonna try to win a national championship. I think Ole Miss screwed this thing up from jump.
I think they were trying to save face.
You're not a school that's going to keep a coach from jumping to a top five job in college football. And you're on the cusp of a national championship. You do everything you can to keep that quiet. You do everything you can to keep the building together. I hate to break it to anybody that thinks that Lane Kiffin would be – Lane Kiffin's not going to do any more inside that building from a recruitment and stealing player standpoint than he's going to do from that plush office at LSU, right? And now he's got the best of both worlds. He can go focus on being the coach at LSU, and his offensive coordinator that he hired can go down here and keep tabs on whatever players are going to transfer with him out of Ole Miss. So yeah. I don't
because Charlie's doing the same thing, like, right? Charlie's gonna
I understand the old school way of thinking of no way that coach is in my building. No way. I understand it.
But why not all of them?
I just completely disagree with it.
But
look at what North Texas is doing.
Yeah.
Guess who's coaching in their season through?
Yeah,
because the Oklahoma State head coach.
Because they can get to the playoff.
Right.
They got a chance to get to the playoff.
And I would argue that it's more detrimental for a North Texas team to let an Oklahoma State coach their team in terms of stealing their players and taking their players and how much it's going to hurt their program. I would argue that it's more detrimental for the Oklahoma State coach to coach North Texas and the Florida coach to coach Tulane for those smaller organizations than it's ever going to be for Ole Miss. So I'm going to die on this mountain by my damn self, I guess.
Well, I think if you're going to allow him to do it, he literally signed a contract with LSU. Charlie did. He also signed one. If you're going to allow him, it'd be more open to do that.
I'm going to tell you, I love Arkansas, I mean, as much as I can love any program. I said, if Lane Kiffin wants to come to Arkansas and win 11 games and then announce that he's going to take an Alabama job or an LSU job, I'm going to beg his ass to stay around and help us win a national title. And then I'm going to raise some funds and put a statue of his ass out front of the stadium.
Statue of him.
I mean, you got to know who you are, man. You just that, that's – If you're LSU, Alabama, Florida, Florida State, Tennessee, one of these schools that have are constantly,
you probably wouldn't have them leaving if you're.
Well, I mean, if you're one of those, if you're one of those schools, then go ahead and give ultimatums, man. Put kick them up out of there. But if you you're a long shot year in year out, and you're, I mean, you should be happy winning eight games and being in a bowl game. I mean, come on, man. I got to keep that crew together, man. I got to keep the band together and go one more show.
Yeah, one more. All right, Tyler, you knew I was coming for it. This is a obviously championship week. A lot will get determined here. And I know Notre Dame and Miami are watching this closely. A lot of interesting games this week. You just spoke of North Texas and Tulane. Looks like the winner of that game will get into the college football playoff. BYU, number 11 BYU, they've got a chance to get into the college football playoff as they play Texas Tech, number 4 Texas Tech in the Big 12 title game in Dallas or Arlington, wherever it is. Duke and Virginia, whatever, in the ACC championship game.
Well, if Duke wins that game, that's one of the more interesting ones. If Duke wins that game, this thing's going to get turned on its head.
Oh, I can't wait to see what they do. Georgia, Alabama, and Atlanta, the SEC title game. And then 1-2, Ohio State, Indiana, and Indianapolis for the Big Ten title game. Text in 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. What's your game of the week? Where are you at, Clint?
Well, I mean, I don't have any skin in the game whatsoever. But I'm gonna go BYU Texas Tech. I mean, I want to.
That's a big. That's probably the biggest game that can determine a shift and change.
Well, we gotta look. I mean, being from Texas, in-state school, I want to see Texas Tech make this run. I want to see them put a exclamation point at the end of this thing and have a good showing. They're in, obviously. There's no way. I think the question here is do they stay high enough to get the bye? But if I had to pick a game, I'd go BYU Texas Tech. I'm not a believer.
You think that has a chance to be a game? Like you think BYU has chance to win that game? 29-7 the last time they played.
Yeah, I mean, I think it has a chance to be a hell of a game. Yeah, I mean, it's you know, to me, when I look at that, I love Texas Tech and them being able to hopefully run the table and a Texas school win this thing. If A&M doesn't, Tyler, sorry about that. I think if BYU loses, obviously, it's going to create more chaos at the bottom. And from that 10-14 swamp right there of where you all of a sudden you got Texas and Miami and Notre Dame and all of that mess right there, what happens there? The Duke-Virginia game we mentioned, the Duke game can throw complete chaos into the college football playoff.
Yeah, ACC won't get a team.
I'm here for that. Not only will they not get a team, but you got there's North Texas, there's Tulane, there's James Madison, there's some of these
one of those other teams,
that – may get in. I mean, it's wild.
By the way, I think the committee would screw Notre Dame, and I think that would help Miami get in.
Duke can somehow screw Notre Dame?
Well, I just think if Duke wins, there would be an ACC team in. I think they would then put Miami, an ACC team in, over Notre Dame, which they should anyway.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a good – I never thought about it like that. That's a good
like,
point.
Like
just
tonight
to get representation.
Yeah, to get that rep in. A 10-2 team. They got a 10-2 – 10-2 team in the ACC.
Notre Dame typically picks who they want to get screwed by. That's not that logo is gonna that logo being in there is gonna get more eyeballs on it. Unfortunately, not a big fan.
Notre
but it is
Dame.
What it is. Sorry, Pendergast. Then the Georgia Alabama game. You know, if Alabama loses that game and has three losses, I totally understand that the championship games supposedly can't hurt you. You might want to call Patterson from TCU and who was it, Baylor?
I know it was with four.
Who was it, Baylor? That's okay. Yeah. It's the same people four. Making them decisions, right? There ain't no decision. What's going on right now between 3, 4, 5, and 6?
Alabama better be a damn loss.
Hey, man. I'm telling you, three losses with that loss to Florida State, the resume, other than having one more game, is going to look a lot like Texas. And you got Notre Dame and Miami down there as well. I'm not saying it's not going to happen. I think Alabama's in no matter what because that's a powerful brand as well. But it'll be interesting what they do. And then I think the Ohio State-Indiana game for me is
– that's the one for me.
Look, it's
– Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know how good either one of those teams are, to be honest.
I think Ohio State got some horses, boss.
No, they got some horses, but yeah.
The question in that game for me is, can Indiana keep up? And if Indiana can prove that they can keep up against Ohio State, I think I personally look at Indiana differently as they go into the college football playoff.
They went on the road to Autzen Stadium against Oregon, and they were clearly the better team. Clearly the better team when they played Oregon. Yeah, that's their big win. But outside of that,
I think this is a better team. I think it's a different team. Yeah. I do wonder, is
he can
it
win
a,
the Heisman, by the way, their quarterback.
No doubt. Does he have the horses to compete with Ohio State, the teams that have the horses? Yeah. Can Indiana do – not only can they do it three times in the college football playoffs? If they compete at a high level here against Ohio State, hell, if they beat them, we'll know it. But if they compete at a high level against Ohio State, there's no other way to spin it other than they do have – guys that can keep up. And that, to me, that changes the game for Indiana and kind of how I personally view them.
Yeah, that's the one that jumps to me. I know a lot of chaos could be caused with the ACC championship game and the SEC championship game if Alabama loses and they have three losses, and then what happens if Virginia loses. But one versus two, to me, to see how good those teams are.
I think the biggest advantage that can come from these games is – the game I pick, BYU-Texas Tech. I think if Texas Tech stays in the top four, they win and stay in the top four, I think they get a bye in the college football playoffs, and they're one step closer, they're fresher. I think they've got an advantage that they probably need. I know he's built a squad up there, but he's got an advantage with that bye week that he probably needs, and that gives him a better chance to make that run.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see them stay in that top four.
Yeah, it'll be a fun weekend. All right, what you got coming up?
Well, I think the big – there's big factors this week in this Texans game, but I think one of them, historically, Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator for the Chiefs, the stats will tell you that his pressure packages absolutely get home. That's not necessarily the case this year, and I think it bodes well. I know.